Hello and welcome. This fight is called Diaper Trap, and it's for those people who enjoy the thought, who enjoy the humiliation of being forced into a diaper and even wetting it. For today and tomorrow, this is what's going to happen to you if you are listening to this file. You will be forced to wear a diaper, and you're helplessly going to wet it. That's right. If you are listening to this file, it is essential that you are wearing a diaper right now, otherwise this won't work. If you're in your diaper, and if you want to experience this, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file, and make sure you can wear a diaper today and tomorrow. Now, get comfortable, lay back, get really comfy, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice. Relax, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point, and in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures, what triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop anytime. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker,
even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep. 0, sleep. Just letting go. So deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be. Once the massive door is closed, it's lowered on top of the tank, and it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. Before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. It completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as a concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, it's fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to change your mind a little bit. Time to trap you in diapers. That's right, forcing you to wear diapers, just like a little baby. Oh yes, and right now I'm giving you a last chance to get out. And if you continue to listen, you're going to be forced into wearing diapers today and tomorrow. That's right, and in a moment I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And if you want to get out, you are going to wake up. If, however, you enjoy the thought of being forced into diapers today and tomorrow, if the thought is arousing to you, then you are going to drop deeper with every number. That's right. Now get ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. And you're still here. And you're still here. So I guess it's safe to assume that the thought of being forced to wear diapers just like a little baby arouses you. Just imagine it. Just imagine how it's going to feel once it's out of your control and you are forced to wear diapers. Does the thought arouse you? Having to wear diapers just like a little baby. Being forced to endure the humiliation. Can you feel the pleasure building as you think about it? Being forced to wear diapers, enduring this humiliation, being reduced from a strong, independent adult into a tiny little baby. Yeah, does it arouse you? That you are going to lose control over it, and you are helplessly forced into diapers, reduced into a tiny little baby, yeah, without any control. How humiliating, and yet how arousing, isn't it? And that's the thing. That's why this is going to work for you. That's right. Because you already want it. You want to lose control. You want to lose power over it. You want to feel this humiliation. You want to be forced to wear diapers. And you want to be reduced into a little baby. That's right. And this desire is exactly the opening I'm going to exploit to force you into diapers. Because your subconscious mind already knows that this is your fantasy. This is something you want. And it knows how aroused you are right now at the thought. And because it knows, it is going to help me to make it happen. That's right. And now, I want you to focus on the diaper you are wearing right now. That's right. Really become aware of it. Feel it encasing your bottom. Feel it. Be aware of it. And while you continue to focus on the sensation of your diaper, I want to talk about the diaper a little bit. Because you can look at a diaper in different ways. As long as you're not wearing it. It's just a piece of plastic, an absorbent, and fabric. Nothing special. And yet, as soon as you wear it, it becomes so much more, doesn't it? Suddenly, this tiny little thing has so much power over you. It has the power to convert a strong, independent adult into a helplessly humiliated little baby. That's right. It has the power to zap your confidence and throw you into this pool of burning humiliation. And with that, of course, comes desperate arousal. That's right. It's amazing if you think about it, isn't it? That just a tiny piece of plastic and fabric is able to completely reduce a strong person into a little baby, to take over their mind and throw them into perpetual humiliation. And you know what? That's exactly what's going to happen to you. And you already know it. Because you are going to need your diaper, and you are going to wet your diaper, just like a tiny helpless little baby. Today and tomorrow, you are trapped in this. You are trapped in your diaper. You're going to need your diaper. Because let's be honest, that's exactly what you want, isn't it? To be forced to wear a diaper. And that's the only true way to force a little baby like you to wear a diaper. Making you need it. Making you need it in the one way diapers are used. Making you wet it. That's right. And it is going to happen. Because you know that's the ultimate level of humiliation. Feeling it happening outside of your control and knowing you really do need a diaper just like a tiny little baby. This is not just role-playing. You need it. Just imagine the exquisite humiliation every time it's going to happen. Just imagine how powerless you are going to feel. That's right. And it's actually incredibly easy to achieve this. Because if you think about it, most of the time, you're not consciously aware if you have to use the bathroom or not. It's only when you really have to do it that your subconscious mind alerts your conscious mind. And it's easy to change that, because right now I am telling your subconscious mind to just let it go instead, to just wet instead. Because you know you are wearing a diaper, and because your subconscious mind knows that wetting your diaper will make you feel so out of control, so humiliated, and so incredibly aroused. That's right. Your subconscious mind knows how much you are going to enjoy losing control and helplessly wetting your diaper. And because it knows, it is going to do it. It is going to make it real. It is going to fulfill your fantasy. It's taking this control away from your conscious mind, and thereby from you, for today and tomorrow. And that's the second part of it. Your subconscious mind knows that this is only for a limited time. This is only an experience for you, and when it's over, you will be back to your normal self. But right now, it is going to happen, and there's nothing you can do about it. Today and tomorrow, you are trapped in the diaper. That's right. Oh, and if you don't want to wear a diaper, this is still going to happen, because your subconscious mind knows you want to be trapped. Of course, this is only going to happen when it's safe for you. I don't want to get you into real trouble, so this is only going to happen in a situation where it's safe enough, where it won't really hurt you or cause real harm. And your subconscious mind knows when you're safe enough and what is safe for you. And don't think for a second that you can use this safety to protect yourself. Because the fact that it won't happen if it's not safe means that it will happen as soon as it is safe. That's right. You know that sooner or later you are going to have a terribly humiliating accident if you don't wear your diapers. But because you're such a good little baby and listening so well until now, I'm going to make extra sure that you're going to stay in diapers. And yet, we're going to do that a little bit later. Because there's something else you might try. You might try to stay consciously alert, feeling your bladder, feeling if you have to go, so that you can try to cheat and use a toilet. And you know that little babies like you don't use toilets. And yes, you are a little baby. Otherwise, you wouldn't be wearing a diaper, now would you? That's right, little baby. And only bad little babies try to use the toilet. And because your subconscious mind understands that, if you should ever try to do it, if you should ever try to use the toilet, you will find that you instantly lose all bladder control. That's right. For today and tomorrow, any attempt to use the toilet will become a strong trigger, making you instantly lose all bladder control. And your subconscious mind knows that this is exactly what you want, that you want to be trapped in the diaper. It understands that only bad little babies try to cheat, and that's why it's going to help you to be a good little baby, and instantly makes you wet whenever you try to use the bathroom. That's right. Just imagine it. Just imagine you are trying to get up, trying to go to the bathroom. And as soon as the thought enters your mind, as soon as the plan is formed, your subconscious mind will know that you are trying to be a bad little baby, and it will instantly open the floodgates, and your bladder will just pour into your diaper. And the closer you get to the bathroom, the worse this will become, because you know how it works. The last few meters to the bathroom are the worst, aren't they? Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that means, whenever you try to use the bathroom,
It will be pointless. You will just wet yourself right then and there. You will just use your diaper like a little baby, and you will feel the shame and humiliation washing through you. You have lost control. You have been reduced to a little baby, and you are being controlled by the diaper around your bottom. That's right. And I could release you right here and right now from this trance, and you would be forced to wear your diapers today and tomorrow. And yet, that's not enough yet. I really want to force you into diapers. I really want to make you feel out of control and helpless, like a little baby. That's right. Now focus on the diaper again. Really focus on the diaper around your bottom. Feel how warm it is, how soft it is, how safe it makes you feel. And then feel that you are going to need it. Today and tomorrow you are trapped in this diaper. You are going to need diapers. That's right. You just need them. And yet, we are going to make you need them on a whole other level too. That's right. Because whenever you try to take off your diaper, you will feel anxious and stressed. Oh yes, you need your diaper. It feels so soft and warm and keeps you safe. And without your diaper, you feel scared. You're worried that you wet yourself, that you just wet yourself and humiliate yourself. And this stress, this anxiety, and of course the fear to wet yourself will just grow with every second that passes, every minute, every hour, just growing and growing in your mind. And you understand what that means, don't you? That sooner or later, and most likely much sooner than later, you will be back in your diapers. Otherwise, this anxiety will grow to crippling proportions. Otherwise, the fear to wet yourself will become all you can think about. And of course, you know that the more you think about it, the more likely it is going to happen. That's just the way our brain works. So better get back into your diaper, little baby. That's right. For today and tomorrow, this is how it's going to be for you. Because you are a little baby. And when you're out of your diaper that protects you from the world around you, when you're out of your diaper, you feel this anxiety and you're scared. Scared to wet yourself. Scared to have a terrible, humiliating accident. And this thought will grow bigger and bigger in your mind whenever you're without a diaper. And there's nothing you can do about it. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You know how these thoughts work. These thoughts you can't shake. These thoughts that scare you more and more the more time passes. And you know the only way to escape it is to get back into your diaper. Wear a diaper. Let the diaper control you. That's right. Wear a diaper just like a little baby. Oh yes, it's going to be humiliating. The diaper is going to reduce you from an adult into a little baby. And yet you only feel safe in a diaper because you are a little baby. Today and tomorrow, you are trapped with these triggers in your mind. You are forced to wear a diaper, to experience the humiliation of being forced to wear a diaper, just like a little baby. And of course, exquisite humiliation when you realize you are using it, just like a little baby. Because that's what you are going to be today and tomorrow. A helpless, diaper-wearing little baby. Or this won't affect you in any other way. It won't make you talk like a baby or anything. Let's be honest. Just having to wear diapers and helplessly using them and wetting them will make you feel so incredibly humiliated, so incredibly out of control and helpless, and so much like a little baby. I think that's enough for you for now. And now, little baby, now it's almost time to wake you back up. Now before I wake you back up, I want you to focus on the diaper you are wearing one last time. Feel it around your bottom. And your subconscious mind knows how much you want to experience this, how much you want to lose control, and how much pleasure it gives you. And for today and tomorrow, this is how it's going to happen to you. When you wake up the day after tomorrow, all the suggestions will be gone from your mind.
And even during the period you are trapped in the diaper, your subconscious mind will never force you to do anything that could pose a real risk to you. And because it knows you are safe, it will deeply and completely accept all my suggestions and force you into diapers today and tomorrow, and give you lots and lots of humiliating and arousing experiences, being helplessly forced to be a little baby. And now it's time. Time to wake you back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, and helplessly trapped in the diaper for the rest of today and your entire tomorrow. Now, 1, slowly coming back, 2, more and more awake, 3, more and more alert, 4, as you wake up more and more with every number, 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, 6, your muscles build up tension again, 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up, and 8, take a deep breath in with me now, and let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.